The big news story, though, today to talk about is the city council meeting that's coming up tonight. It's a work session meeting tonight, but the big item on the docket is the water treatment plant once again.
Okay.
As listeners will recall, they voted to reject the construction bids.
Yeah.
In January. However, there was at least a lot of interest amongst the council and amongst many of the different members of the council to see if there's some way they could continue forward the project, but it was at a lower cost, right? The initial project came in about $20 million over kind of all estimates and such. And you can go back and review our list of stories. I've referenced all of them on our website today to see kind of some of these and reasons why. Essentially, inflation is one of the big reasons why the project went up in cost. So now city staff tonight are going to propose two alternatives for where we can go with this project.
Sure.
And they will not vote on anything tonight, but they will discuss it. And the final vote will happen either next week or the first week in March. So there's two alternative options. And then also we could just still reject the plant outright anyway.
Okay.
But I wanted to at least get us a basis that we're all going into this with the same kind of baseline knowledge and facts. And this discussion now is going to cover some of the things that we talk about in the newscast. Mm-hmm. But it's also going to cover some things that didn't quite make the most important cut of information.
Sure.
So we're going to cover this a little bit more in depth. We're going to start with what is being cut. The biggest item being cut is this reverse osmosis system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This water treatment plant does a lot of things, or the original design, I should say, did a lot of different things. It removed manganese from the water.
Yep.
It softened the water in the city, and it also removed PFAS and forever chemicals.
Yes.
And things that aren't really a concern right now, but could be a concern in the future, or we could get regulated by the state government to mm-hmm. have to deal with in the mm-hmm. future, right? But also, too, you never know if pollution might happen, right? Then now we don't have to worry because the water was always going to be treated in Northfield from PFAS. See Hastings is an example that yeah. we reference a lot with PFAS in Minnesota. The reverse osmosis system, though, is what removes the PFAS
okay.
and what softens the water. It does not remove the manganese. The manganese is a different filter in the system. And so the debate has now revolved around, do we remove the reverse osmosis system?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the main alternatives we've been looking at. Interestingly enough, the reverse osmosis system was being paid for primarily via federal funds. We talk okay. about money we were going to get from the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
The Army Corps of Engineers offered to Northfield a grant for $3.9 million. So nothing to blink at.
That's
right. A sizable chunk of money.
Absolutely.
But it has to go to certain like clean water projects, essentially. And yeah. reverse osmosis system is one of those. So by removing that reverse osmosis system now, we can't just take the $3.9 million and use it for the rest of the water treatment
right.
plant.
Right.
There are other projects around Northfield we can probably end up using it for. But ironically, by cutting the reverse osmosis, we do lose some of that grant money, mm-hmm. at least for this project. There are other savings by removing the water reverse osmosis. The grant was actually only physically paying for the machine itself. It was not going to pay for the square footage of the building
right.
and the actual
right.
like operations and such that the city was going to have to pay for. So we saved some money there. But I want to talk about that federal grant up first, because that's something that we hear a lot of. Oh, we got this federal money.
Well, yeah.
But ironically, now we are losing some of that federal money. The other couple facts I just want to say before we start looking at these alternatives that we know are at least we are all the council and staff are working with as close to fact as we can get and kind of basing our estimates off of. For every $2 million in savings, so every $2 million you can cut from this project, that equals about a $1 per month decrease in the water rates.
Yep.
So I go back to water rates is how they are paying for this in Northfield, right?
Mm-hmm.
So $2 million equals about $1 increase on your water rate.
Okay.
But there isn't actually that much. It's hard to decide how you cut down $2 million, right? It's easy. Okay, $2 million, let's start going. But like,
yeah.
it's hard to get there. Additionally, $10 of the water bill increase. So the water bill increase, I don't remember off the top of my head, was I think about $25. Do not quote me on that number. I need to find it in my notes. But $10 of that increase is for other water projects in the city that just have to be done. Water towers, water mains, things that just need improvement over time, right? That have been getting old that need to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, one of the water towers in Northfield. Okay. So $10 of the increase in your water bill is going to other water projects around Northfield that's already been approved, that's already getting done. Okay. Let's see. Project cost per square foot for the reverse osmosis system. So the area of the water treatment plant that is reverse osmosis, for every square foot, it costs about $405.
Okay.
Right. For the garage space, where they're going to like store vehicles, it costs $385. So you get some idea. When we cut certain things per square foot, you save, you know, in the garage space, $385 per foot. For every month that there is a delay in this project, there's about a 1% inflation rate on it. Okay. We've seen that based on estimates from engineers, there's been about a 1% increase in project costs every month we've waited.
Okay.
So that, at least now that we know that, we can estimate, well, in 6 months, it's been a 6% inflation on this project, right?
Okay, right.
But when you think about a year, that's 12% increase in cost in a year. And that's just as the rate of construction and such right now. For any project redesign, the engineers estimate it would take 6 to 12 months to do. This goes back to the conversation you and I had last Wednesday about how once you cross the feasibility report in a project, which is like the midway point, which is, in this case, would have been 2 years ago now with this project.
Right.
Every redesign gets much more expensive.
Yes.
Because now you have to go through all the different blueprints and all the different documents, and you have to hire all these people to redesign them. You have to get cost estimates, and now to go to bid, it takes time to do all that. So we are in the very time... long time, what's the way, how do I word that, the time where it takes a long time to change all this, right? It's not a quick snap of the fingers we can do this. So that's where we're at. Okay. Furthermore, they note just the instability of the economy right now, right?
Yes.
If certain tariffs were to be imposed, construction costs could go up higher again.
Yes. The president just put tariffs on steel and aluminum yesterday.
So there's this instability that they're also trying to factor now into any costs. Okay. The two alternative plans they're proposing both remove the reverse osmosis system. So both will no longer soften the water and will no longer remove PFAS.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly they can be added in later if we want to add onto this plant. But for now, we are just removing the manganese from the water. Okay. Option one would remove the garage portion in there. In the building, and it would remove some of the meeting rooms and entry space. And it would reduce the overall size of the building by about 14,000 square feet.
Okay.
But it would still have space for all of the utility staff and different department staff to move to this one plant. The goal of this plant was they could centralize a lot of their staff right now and their equipment. It's kind of all over the city. So they would still do that, but they would not have as many amenities in this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The estimated savings of this project would be about $3 million to $5.4 million, which would translate to a $1.52 to $2.72 per month saving for the average water user in Northfield.
Okay.
So this project, cutting some of the meeting space, cutting some of the garage space and such, leads to about, on the most generous end, $2 in savings per month for a Northfield water user. The second option, the option that cuts more from it, is the removing the reverse osmosis again. They remove the garage. They also remove some of the other workspace. They really only have 2 to 3 offices, the laboratory that they need, restrooms, and a small meeting room / break room. This would reduce the building size by approximately 28,000 square feet, and utility staff and equipment would stay across its many locations across the city.
Sure.
This would lead to an estimated savings of $8 million to $11 million in the project. So again, over double amount that they're cutting or in savings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which would lead to an estimated savings of $4 to $5 per month. And that's the two alternative options that they've really looked at. Where do we go from here? If we vote now, another interesting thing that they are putting out there, if there's we decide both of these options aren't good, we don't like it, we're just going to stop the whole water treatment plant here and now, then we still have to build and commit to the roads that we've committed to building in this area. So part of this plant's cost is that we were going to build a road to it.
Yes.
To expand future development in that area.
Yeah.
So that road cost will still have to be done, which would cost some money. Some of that federal money, ironically, could cover the money we referenced at the beginning of this, yeah, could cover some of the projects, sure, in that, because it's new water projects.
All right.
But so there would still have to be a road built, even if we vote no, we being the council voted no against it, or we collectively the city. Or they do put in, theoretically, we could, the city could still rescind the previous motion that when they rejected the bids and go back to the original plan. Tonight, what I want to note and I want to emphasize critically is no votes are taken tonight. It's a work session meeting.
Okay.
It is just a discussion.
Okay.
The idea is from this discussion, they will then go get more concrete estimates.
Got it.
To come up with a final vote in either a week or 2 weeks.
Okay.
That also means there's no public comment at work sessions.
Yep.
So if you go tonight expecting to be heard, no.
Well, you can always email.
You can email.
Yeah.
But if you want to comment at a meeting, that will be either next week or in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I mean. Because at work sessions with no votes, there is no comment period to go with the voting. So,
sure.
That is all of it. You can see all the numbers. I have the blueprint designs on our website in today's news, but I wanted to talk about the federal money. I wanted to talk about just some of the other facts that we know about this, so that we're going in with the same facts.
I don't know if you can answer this question, and this is probably better, asked to City Administrator Martig. Are there consequences if we just don't build this thing?
Legal or financial?
Legal, financial, whatever. I mean,
legal at the moment, no.
Okay.
Financial,
we've already incurred costs for it.
We've incurred, there's a sunken cost that we've done, staff, yep, time, consultant fees, etc., that we've invested in this.
We took in space at land from from Northfield Township. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly how that works.
It's partly why we have to build the road, road and such, okay, right? Because we've now committed to that development.
Deal. Okay.
So there's no legal consequences, right? In our case, the Department of Health legally does not have the power to mandate us to build this plant.
Okay.
They've recommended, it's the strongest recommendation they can give, but they cannot enforce it on us.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the issue in Hastings, which is in a different category, yeah, where the health department is kind of requiring them to build this, right?
Right.
Which does mean that they qualify for different grants and money supplies. I don't have exact examples, but when you're legally mandated to do a thing and when it is just a recommendation, there are different pools of money available to
all
you.
All right. All right.
Financially, we know that there is an inflation cost as well.
Yeah.
If we wanted to do this again in 10 years, do the inflation math, and it's 12% a year inflation costs.
I wonder, you know, just out of, this is just me speculating, and I'm one of the people that thinks they probably should build this thing. But I wonder if they were to just table it, and yes, inflation's going to push it up, but at some point the economy is going to catch up with inflation as well. And, you know, maybe there actually is a... Okay, I know you're giving me the look,
the
right?
Economics major in the room right now will argue that we have been behind on inflation since at least the 80s.
Okay.
So we are 40 years behind on inflation on a generous estimation.
Okay, all right. So there it is.
I mean, if we want to wait another 40 years to see if we autocorrect, but...
Folks, I got the look. I got to stay in my lane here.
I don't know a lot, but I do know economics.
All right.
Spent a lot of college money on that.
Okay. That was your weekly Logan Wells explainer, and we thank you, Logan, for that. All right.